USA News Update. A federal judge in Texas took up a lawsuit Tuesday over the so-called floating border wall. Critics say the string of buoys meant to discourage illegal immigration is nothing more than a political stunt. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar thinks Texas will be forced to take the buoys down.
It's a federal responsibility. The Supreme Court has already said when they took up the case in Arizona that it's a federal responsibility.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has said he's willing to fight the issue all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And at least one child is dead after a school bus crash in Ohio Tuesday morning. Ohio State Patrol Sergeant Tyler Ross detailed the accident.
There was 52 total kids on the school bus, 53 including the school bus driver. Of those, 13 were transported by EMS to local area hospitals for treatment. 10 were transported by personal means or family members to local area hospitals for treatment.
The Ohio State Patrol said it happened just outside Columbus. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.